Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Supreme Court of the United States, a series of decisions these last days that has incurred condemnation by members of the political class in Washington, chiefly Democrats, and Democrats in a fashion similar to 2021, following the confirmation of Associate Justice Barrett. But this time there's more bite. And I welcome Daniel Henniger, deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal, writing his Wonderland column about what we see in the frustration of the Democratic Party and what its origins might be in the Democratic Party. Dan, your column does help a deal to understand where the problem started, and it wasn't with the appointment of Associate Justice Barrett. Where did it begin, Dan, the separation between those who do well in school and those who do not?
Yeah. Well, if that's what we're talking about, things like the Supreme Court's decision, as is popularly said, ending affirmative action at places by Harvard, which is to say admissions based on specific race criteria. The assumption implicit in that is that that black kids coming out of high school otherwise wouldn't get into Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, Williams, North Carolina, and the rest of these so-called elite schools. And that may or may not be true. What is not true is that young black kids are incapable of performing academically at a very high level. They do that in charter schools. They do that in Catholic parochial schools that are supported by school choice programs. Where they don't do it is in public schools. The public schools have been underperforming for decades. And the reality is that the Democratic Party has to, bear responsibility, political and, I say, moral responsibility for those results, because since the start of the Great Society, back in the late 1960s, the Democratic Party has claimed to be responsible for the well-being of black Americans. They're the ones who pass legislation. They're the ones who control the great northern cities, where large northern cities where most black Americans live. They told Republicans who helped them pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964, they in effect told them, step aside. We will take over responsibility for pulling black Americans out of poverty. And the results are before us. Those inner cities, neighborhoods are to this day in bad shape. The schools are underperforming, and the poor kids who were condemned to attend those schools are underperforming. And so I think instead of condemning the Supreme Court for ending affirmative action, we should be thanking the Supreme Court for forcing this difficult subject out in the open for discussion.
In your column, you note that Bill Clinton started in a good direction. His Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. What happened?
Well, that was the welfare to work reform. Bill Clinton himself said at the time that welfare should be a stepping stone, not a way of life. Well, in the event, since then, the progressives, the left, who have taken over the Democratic Party, have repudiated Bill Clinton's reform. And they're back to welfare transfer payments as had existed since the Great Society. And that, in large part, is what Joe Biden's legislation the past 2 years has consisted of domestically, which is to reinforce these transfer entitlements, these entitlement payments that basically pay people or disincentivize them from working. And they poured billions, tens of billions into the schools. Joe and Jill Biden have bragged about all the money that they spent on the schools during the pandemic, most of which incidentally were closed under mandate, but they still have nothing to show it. The National Report Card, the NAEP, continues to show declines in performance, especially among black kids. So it's a terrible legacy, John, for the Democratic Party, and they show no evidence whatsoever of being willing to change course.
Here's the quandary, as I understand it, Dan. The teachers' unions, there are many of them, but the national understanding of teachers' unions is the backbone, the strength, the bulwark, the workers for the Democratic Party, correct? I remember reading a statistic that one out of three attendees of a Democratic National Convention are teachers or are married to teachers. So to move away from those teachers' unions, you would have to have something to offer. Otherwise, the unions fear existential risk.
Yeah, that's right. And for sure, the teachers' unions are a bedrock part of the Democratic coalition now. I would say the essential part, just for the reasons you've described. The problem is that somehow, because of that, perhaps that dependency the Democrats had on the teachers' union, they allowed those unions over time to evolve. I mean, we're talking about teachers' unions. They're responsible for educating kids from K through 12 in the United States. Instead, they transformed themselves into something resembling a traditional industrial union. They act more like the steelworkers' union or the ironworkers' union than a union representing teachers teaching kids, and which means that their goal has been fundamentally about money. And in terms of working conditions, most of the rules that they create mean that they don't have to work as much, or they are required to put in less time teaching kids in those grade schools and high schools. And the results are in front of our eyes. And there's really not much that the mayors of these big cities can do about it. Mike Bloomberg, when he was mayor of New York, tried mightily to try to reform the schools and the unions, but by and large was defeated, which explains why there is such a tremendously large public charter school movement in New York City.
We started with the Supreme Court, and we come back to it now, because in your column you indicated that it's easier to scapegoat the Supreme Court for the failure of affirmative action than it is to talk about the failure of the primary educational systems across America. And I understand that. That's human nature. Is there a recognition, Dan, that the public schools need attention? Do you sense that? We have less than a minute.
There is widespread recognition, John, and I think that's why you're seeing so many basically Republican states below the Mason-Dixon line, from Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, passing school choice legislation that allows parents to use tax dollars to send a kid to the school of their choice. It is simply not happening in any of the blue states. Most disappointingly, Governor Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania was on the brink of getting a school choice program through his legislature, but the Democrats fought back, and he backed down this week. So it's really difficult to see this overwhelming public and moral need being met in any of the democratically controlled states.
Daniel Henniger, Wonderland is the column. I'm John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.